Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Hello, everybody. I'm Gloria Copeland, and welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Kelly's back with us today, Kelly Copeland. She's got some good things for us, and we're going to have a fun day today, Kelly.
Oh, I love to be in the Word with you, Mother.
I know, it's fun.
Like to sit at the table and talk about Jesus. You're a Word woman.
How good does it get to do that, be able to sit and talk and learn? Hallelujah. So we're all ears.
Okay, well, let's, go get your Bible and just be here at the table with us. Last week we were talking about correction, which people don't like that word, but it is a good thing. And, you know, even hard things, that when people don't receive correction from the Word, or you know how it works with your kids, when they don't receive verbal correction, you know, they get in trouble in ways that there's a heavier price to pay.
Right.
And even that in itself, even though, you know, God, the Lord doesn't want us, our lives to be hurt. He doesn't want us to hit the wall. That's not His design. He doesn't bring that stuff on us, troubles.
No.
But even those, there's a mercy in them that if they stop you, you know, they're not designed to teach you like people think. The Holy Spirit is designed to teach you.
That's right.
He's been given to us to talk to us. You know, I've been reading from this book, Faith That Prevails. It's Smith Wigglesworth's teaching. This is an old copy. And he's talking a lot about the ministry of the Holy Spirit. But he's talking about praying in the Spirit. But also he's talking about putting yourself aside, putting the me part of us aside. And I'm really realizing how much we are stepping into a day and a time, Mom, that is so exciting for the church. But this is where God is calling us, is to put aside your own way of doing things. And it's when we do things in our own abilities, when we do things in our own, pridefully in our own way, that people hit the wall, their lives hit the wall, or things happen. They don't know how to cope with it or deal with it because they've patterned themselves to do things their own way. So, of course, the Word of God is filled with God's way of doing things.
That's right. And that's where the blessing is.
And that is where the blessing is.
That's why He gives us the Word. That's why He tells us what to do. That's why He told Israel what to do. He said, now, you do these things and you'll be cursed. You do these, in other words, things are not going to go well with you. You do these things and you'll be blessed. So they had a choice. And so do we. We have a choice. And since we have become Word people, of course, we've been that way for many years, there's no comparison in how well things have gone for us compared to what they used to. You know,
that's true.
The curse is out there. There's only one way to get out of it. I mean, you might have a lot of money, but you still, you know, you're not happy. It's not just money. It's peace and blessing and health, hallelujah, that's available to us all the time. And Ken and I have been at it for a long time, over 50 years. And there's just no comparison to living in the Word of God and just living as you grew up knowing.
That's true. And no matter how you grew up, no matter what you know, there's always a deeper place in Him. And
that's,
I think, right now, you do. But also right now we're in a place, Mom, where God is doing some things that are so magnificent. We are getting so close to Jesus coming back for the church.
Yeah.
And
we're ready.
But there's a descriptors of the church that the Word gives us. And the church is a long ways away in the natural from looking like that church that He comes back for them.
The glorious church.
The glorious church.
Without spot or wrinkle.
And a long way from doing, Jesus said that we would do greater things than He had done.
Yeah, that's right.
And we haven't been seeing that in our lives, in the church. But the day is here. I believe. And when I'm talking about correcting and I'm talking about these things, I'm not talking about just so our individual lives can be great. I think that's where you begin and that's where you start to learn. But God has an end purpose to our being on the same page with Him.
Absolutely.
And a blessing. And Smith Wigglesworth, let me just, if you've never heard his name, you should look him up.
I'm glad that's not my name.
Well,
but he didn't mind.
I prefer, yeah. But he he lived in the early 1900s, right? Correct me if I'm wrong. I love correction.
I think that's right.
And in the great awakening times, and he raised people from the dead.
He did. I've forgotten how many people were raised.
Pulled people out of wheelchairs. And I notice in reading the things that are written that he said, he would always look to Jesus to tell him what to do. He would always get direction from Jesus. And we might think, oh, go raise every person out of every wheelchair. Well, but he didn't just go do. He really looked to him to tell him what to do. Mm-hmm. And he was a man of faith. I mean, the books you read about him, his faith was powerful. He had a ministry on earth that looked a lot like the power that operated in Jesus' ministry.
That's true.
So when I read these things and I read the way he looked at things, just keep in mind that this is a powerful man of faith. And not pretentious, not trying to be somebody. In fact, I think the really important moniker of his life and personality was that he put Smith Wigglesworth aside. And that's where I believe the Lord is calling us into a deeper place in him. As Paul said, you know, not me, but Christ in me. Not me, but my life crucified. I am crucified with Christ.
That's right.
And that's such a powerful way to live. One of the things that Smith said, that this book says, is no man can live after seeing God. You know, when God's presence would come, you know, God had to protect humanity from His presence because flesh cannot handle the presence of God. Well, that hasn't changed. Isn't that an interesting thought?
Hmm.
That has not changed. Even though we, now, our spirit is renewed, our flesh still cannot handle the presence of God. It dies. And that's what we want. Let me explain that. We want our fleshly desires.
Doesn't mean you cease to breathe.
No, I'm not talking about our body. I'm talking about, now it's not our body that can't handle it. It's our fleshly stuff. So when you dive into the presence of God, you dive into Him on purpose. You know, the Bible, He said, draw near to me and I will draw near to you. So in these things we're talking about, I'm talking about just drawing near to His heart. And how do we do that? By opening up our life and letting Him get rid of those things, the stuff in our heart, the things in our soul.
And live in the supernatural.
Live in the supernatural
and not the natural.
Controlled by our flesh. So that's what I mean when I said no man can live. That's good. He says we need the I knocked out. The big me. We need that knocked out of our life. So I've had some, last time I did the broadcast, kind of brought to everybody, just told them where I was at and things God had been doing in me that are so wonderful. And that was, you know, all last year and the year before. And I've been on a great journey. It's been good. But I've seen some the results of turning your soul over to the Lord and letting Him correct things that are...
Renew it. That's what the scripture says.
Renew your mind. And, you know, I've learned my whole life. One of the things the Lord brought to me.
Your soul is your mind, your will, and your emotions. And the Word of God coming in your eyes and your ears and coming out your mouth, you say what you believe, it will change your way of thinking. And we've been raised in the natural to think natural. Mm-hmm. So God wants us to come into the supernatural where the great blessings are. Hallelujah.
Well, you guys raised me to walk and live by faith and to be very aware of my spirit and to be very aware of my words and Amen. To be very aware of putting the word in my heart and building up my spirit,
yeah,
renewing my mind to the word of God and not being led by your emotions, not being led by your flesh. That's such a powerful way to live.
Yeah.
And it's growth in a way that makes you strong.
Somebody might think, yeah, well, that's Kelly. She was raised in that kind of a home. I was not raised in that kind of a home. But as a grown woman, we began to find out about the Word of God. And we got born again. We were filled with the Spirit. We began to let the Word tell us what to think, what to say. You know, that's called the renewing of your mind. And it doesn't matter if you weren't raised that way. You can catch up
mm-hmm.
quickly when you just do what the Word of God says. And you think in line with what He says and not what the world says.
And He knows what we need.
Absolutely.
He knows what we need. He knows all hearts. The Word says He in Revelation.
You he know, knows he, us.
He tests the reins of
good
our
or
heart.
Bad, He knows
searches
us.
Our heart. The Holy Spirit searches our
That's
heart.
Right.
So He does know us. And there was a scripture I read that I believe led me down this path
what
that opened up my heart. And this scripture that I read in Proverbs or in Psalm 19, this is in the New Living, this started me on this life of change from where I was to where I am today. And I know it's still working in my life. And it's a good one. And when I read it, it captured my attention. You know, you be conscious of when you're reading and something captures your attention. Well, it's the word from the Lord becoming a rhema to your life. So yeah. grab it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I did with this one. And it's 19:12. How can I know all the sins lurking in my heart? And that word lurking means hiding. And, you know, we're a spirit. We have a soul. We live in a body. This heart is talking about your soul.
Your spirit gets born again.
It's born again and it's renewed. Your spirit is good. It's renewed. I mean, it's reborn. Your mind has to be changed.
Your soul is your mind, your will, and your emotions.
And those have to be changed by the Word of God.
That's right. And it
works. And by decision and by time in the Word. Your spirit's changed like that. Your mind, your will, and your emotions have to be, you know, given to the Lord. They have to be renewed. They have to be, that's where you grow.
That's right.
So it says, how can I learn know all the sins lurking in my heart? Cleanse me from these hidden faults. And at the time when I read that, it actually felt like the Lord read it to me. If you know, that's when it's really a rhema, when you feel like the Lord's mm-hmm. showing you something about it. And when I heard that scripture, I didn't read faults like that's your fault or that's my fault. I read it like weakness.
Right. That's a good way to say it.
So you could say, and then later, you know, last year I saw that movie San Andreas about the San Andreas fault. And I thought, that's a good descriptor. But when I read it like a fault, like in the earth, a fault line.
Crack.
It's a crack. It's a weak place. It's a place that can shift. It's a place that can move.
Yeah,
it can. It's a place that's under the surface that when it moves, it destroys
also dangerous.
The surface.
Yeah.
When a fault in the earth.
I thought of that before.
It's underground. You can't see it. But when it moves and shifts, everything above it can be destroyed. And that's the way
that's
when there are
analogy.
Things in your soul that are operating without your awareness and they're not good,
mm-hmm.
they can destroy your life. They can keep people going down the same road, making the same mistakes over and over and over.
The value of renewing your mind to the Word of God. That your soul, your mind is in your soul realm. You got your spirit, soul, and body. And when you get your mind renewed to think like the Word says, you're born again. Let's just assume you're born again, filled with the Spirit. You get your mind renewed to think like the Word says. Now you're flowing in a whole different place. You're walking in the spiritual realm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where there's victory. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Hallelujah. And Ken and I were adults, of course, married a while before we began to find out about the Word. Everything changed when we got under Brother Hagin's ministry and began to live by faith, walk by faith, talk by faith, knowing that the Word, this Word right here, it's written down for us. It changed your life. It renews your mind. So it changes your thinking if you let it. If you spend time in it, if it goes in your eyes, in your ears, you receive it. It gets down into your heart and it talks to you. And it changes. If you're a Christian, you've already been changed in your spirit. But now that this Word will change the mental part of you, your soul, mind, will, and emotions. And everything changes. You get your newborn spirit and your soul in agreement, anything good can happen.
And you position yourself then to hear from the Lord about things that need to be cleaned out or things you need to change.
You're willing because you've already seen it works.
And when he brought me the scripture, cleanse me from these hidden weak places.
That's a good scripture.
And then 13 says, keep your servant from deliberate sins. Don't let them control me. Then I will be free of guilt and innocent of great sin. So when you take care of these things that are in your soul that don't belong there, then it will keep you from committing great sin because you're cleaning out, keeping yourself clean. Your mind, your will, and your emotions, the parts of your soul, when you subject yourself to the Word, of course, it's an act of your will. So your will is involved to subject yourself to His Word and to His Spirit, to the Holy Spirit inside of you.
And then you get your mind renewed by the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
And that renewing of your mind is where your
change,
natural physical victory is in this realm.
And that's where you begin to change.
You can be born again and on the inside, but if you don't learn what God says and agree with Him and walk and talk like that, you're going to still be living like you were not reborn.
That's true.
Because you don't know any better.
Because you don't. And if you've just started watching Mom and Dad, watching the Believer's Voice of Victory, learning more about faith, keep at it.
Oh, don't ever quit.
I can't tell you what a valuable life is. It comes from, a good life comes from knowing what the Word says, receiving it by faith, walking in it on purpose. And then you get to these places where Lord can kind of fine-tune the cleaning of your heart
with
and your soul.
With the written Word. I don't know, it'd take us forever to do that without the written Word.
Oh, goodness.
But we're not without the written Word. And God's already told us what happened to us, what to do, what's available. It's a great thing.
And then He'll do what He did with me, just take this written Word and get specific with you. Mm-hmm. Like that's what He did with me. And I received this and He began showing me things about my heart. Well, one of the things...
And you make changes as you realize that.
You do. And you know what? Sometimes they're not easy to hear, Mom. These changes that occurred to me, and I'm only going to have time to touch on it, so we'll kind of leave with a cliffhanger, I guess. And I will tell you something about this family. We were not taught... You got to hide your life so nobody can really see what's going on. So everybody thinks that we're all that and a bag of chips. I mean, we were not taught that. I've sit there and listen to my dad and my mom just be as transparent and honest about their lives, about, you know, what you go through, where you were wrong or where you missed it or where God's teaching you. You guys put it out there because it doesn't help anybody for us to fake it. Right?
No.
There's no faking going on here. It's a waste of time.
We like the real deal because
we want
the
real deal.
To change. You know, we didn't have any money. We weren't very smart. We didn't know much about the Word of God. And when we found out that the key to it is knowing the written Word, you know, you can't just start hearing prophecy and and the Holy Ghost much unless you've got some teaching from the Word of God. Put yourself in position.
And when you do put yourself in position, though, you're going to hear stuff you didn't want to hear necessarily.
Life is so much
it's
better.
It's so great, but then you're going to hear the Lord say, you need to stop doing this.
That's right.
And it may come through the Spirit of the Lord. It may come through your pastor.
May
it may come
from the
written word. It may come from somebody that you've submitted your life to. But you have to be able to hear it
first.
You have to be able to be corrected.
That's right.
And not be embarrassed. You know what I love about Jesus? There's no shame.
That's right.
He doesn't bring shame. Shame is a waste of time because Jesus has dealt with it.
That shame doesn't bring change.
No, it doesn't. It brings condemnation heaped on you. That's not what the Lord wants to free you.
Scripture says, therefore, there is no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Then life really begins to become worth living the more you know about how to agree with God and walk with Him.
So when He started changing me, Mom, He started dealing with my soul. He started dealing with my emotions. He started dealing with some, and you know what? There's probably people, oh my gosh, what did she do? I didn't do any. I've always tried to live my life to the best that I could, the best that I knew how to do to serve the Lord. And when I'd miss it, I'd repent and get it right. It wasn't about that. So don't be trying to figure out what I did that was so bad.
Well, until you know how to live, you don't have a clue how to walk in the Spirit.
No.
You got to find out from the Word.
And when He shows you those things that need to change,
yeah.
You know,
He's doing that for your good.
He's doing it
he's
for
bringing
your good.
You into victory.
So I am leaving you with a cliffhanger, and you'll have to wait till tomorrow to see where the Lord corrected me and how He did it. But His correction and His direction is so beautiful
awesome.
And wonderful. I can't tell you how great He is.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Be sure to get the notes at kcm.org/notes. And remember, Jesus is Lord.